Hello and welcome to Radio Free Nintendo. This is E3 Day 1. We already did one podcast earlier today with our post-press conference impressions, just on what we'd seen and a few of the 3DS demos that we'd gotten to play immediately after the press conference. Since then, we have been through half a day of E3.
It feels like more.
Yeah, so I'm here with Mike, 2IP Cole. I'll be doing these sort of one-on-one interviews. I think it's just better for audio quality, and plus it lets the other guys keep working while we do this. Now that we've actually been to E3, we've played some of these games, and we've played Wii U. Is that kind of like the Street Fighter character, Ryu?
Ryu?
I called Billy. I talked to Billy on the phone, and he said, "I can't wait to talk to you guys about Woo."
Yeah, which is funny because earlier that day said, "I think that Wii is going to degenerate into Woo," and then you had that conversation.
It's not a good name for many reasons, but it's the name for now at least.
Yeah. They have a logo. They're not saying that it's a tentative title or whatever.
But it's got a long way before it. Long time before it comes out, so let's cross our fingers that they have a little more sense than they did last time.
Nintendo's a stubborn company.
Yeah. So anyway, we played it.
You did?
We held that thing in our hands, Mike.
Very nice.
What did you think of the controller first?
It was surprisingly light. I mean, I'm not saying it's like super light. It felt sturdy, but it didn't feel heavy like I was afraid it might. You know, you see it, you think, well, geez, what's the size of the battery in that thing? How much is it going to weigh? But it felt not that different from like a GameCube controller or something, or WaveBird with batteries in it or something.
I agree. I actually think it might be lighter than a WaveBird with batteries, which was really shocking. And maybe it's also that it's spread out over a larger controller that you maybe more of your hand comes into contact with it. I'm not sure, but it's I guess my two comments would be, number one, I agree completely. It is much lighter than it looks or than you would expect for the size, because it's hulking.
The thing is
monstrously large.
I mean, if you've seen like that old ASCII that made a keyboard GameCube controller for Phantasy Star Online, it kind of reminds me of that.
This is a little bit smaller. It's not quite as wide, I thought of that. And, the other thing is that it's more comfortable to hold than I was expecting. Because when they first showed this thing, I thought, oh, what are you doing? That looks really uncomfortable to hold. I mean, it's like an iPad with a joystick on it or something. And it's actually surprisingly ergonomic.
It's well balanced. My only complaint is like at the palm of your hands, it's a straight line on the edges. So palm of your hands, there's maybe a little bit of pressure, a little bit, and they could contour that a little if they wanted to, but I suspect maybe they won't, just because contouring it may only fit certain sized hand, and maybe just better to just leave it as it is.
I mean, the GameCube controller was contoured to hell.
Yeah,
so
true.
I agree. I think on the rear of the controller, in the bottom two corners, there's a good place to put maybe to fill in some extra material there, just to make it fill up your hand a little bit better, but for the most part, I was very pleasantly surprised at how it felt in my hands, and it just immediately felt comfortable, like this is something Nintendo's had their hands on.
Yeah, it's well balanced. It's like, you see it, and you see that the joysticks are up there, you think it's going to be like feeling like it's tilting, whatever, pulling down on the palm of your hand or something. It's just, whatever they've done, it's balanced well.
Yeah, I mean, this was a case for me where I was kind of dreading this thing as we went up to it. I mean, I really wasn't. I mean, I was excited, but not.
Oh God, what's gonna be?
Not necessarily in a good way. Yeah. And when we got up there during our appointment, and we got to spend some time with it, and I finally got to put my hands on it, and also I saw that screen up close. That
it's
is a
pretty
beautiful and really large touchscreen on that thing. Especially once I held it in my hands, I started to feel like, okay, maybe this isn't completely crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, this might actually work.
Yeah.
I still think there are a few things about the system that seem maybe not the best idea. You know, I think, well, we found it today, they're removing GameCube compatibility, which I don't really understand why, but it's certainly compatible with Wii. But anyway, that's a little bit strange. I do think the name is terrible. I think they're probably going to confuse people a little bit with the fact that it it seems to rely at least to some extent on Wii controllers. Yeah. Even for new games for Wii U, you have a lot of asymmetric multiplayer type stuff that they were showing where one person has the new controller and everybody else is using Wii remotes and maybe nunchucks.
Yeah, it'll be hard to have a good message that you convey. I mean, maybe it'll just be like, look, you got to play it. And that's sort of what worked for Wii, but now it's really like, well, yeah, it's a new system, but it still uses the Wii remote. I mean, it's going to be harder for them to sell it in terms of this casual market, I think.
It's just a little bit confusing. I mean, it could very easily be seen as some kind of expansion pack of the Wii that you already own and don't play, you know, to the mass market. And that's not true. It is a new console. It has completely different processing power, and this controller does a lot of things that the Wii remote doesn't do. I mean, it does so many things that I would forget half the stuff if I tried to list it off. I mean, just the features on this controller are insane. And it's a really impressive controller. I mean, I have to say, above all, I came away feeling a lot better about it once I actually held it in my hands and got to play around with it a little bit. In terms of the games that they're showing, they're not really showing games. It's more like the Wii Tech demos in 2006, but without the Mario Galaxy, without the Twilight Princess demo that they had that year. It's all the tech stuff. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, I mean, that was the year they had Wii Baseball, they had, you know, Wii Tennis, they had Wii Target Shooting, and a lot of these demos ended up being part of compilations in either Wii Sports or Wii Play. And I do think that the things that we play today will probably end up in something like that, because some of them were actually really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the middle of writing some impressions on, I think it's Battle Me, which is amusingly Metroid themed. It's kind of like
Star Fox. It's not a Metroid game.
No, the person with the Wii U controller is flying the ship. And the controls are kind of weird, but it's neat. And the other two people are doing split screen, vertical split screen on the HDTV, and they're shooting. It's kind of a shoot off between think of the Star Fox 64 R-Wing versus two guys on foot, except the guys on foot are actually competent and capable.
Right. Well, the whole thing is just a lot slower and more manageable and more tactical. It's less chaotic.
Yeah,
I thought that was really fun. I played the Chase Me demo, which is
Pac-Man versus
more pretty much Pac-Man versus on a Mario Kart
type
level. I mean, the Block Fortress.
It looks like Block Fort. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, you're basically the person with the new controller is playing as a me dressed up as Mario. Although it looks like Mario until you get really close to it, it's not actually Mario. But anyway, that person is basically it's like a game of tag almost. I mean, that person's trying to run away and avoid all the other players, and the other players can't see where that person is because he's playing on the controller screen.
Right.
And the TV is split up four ways, and that's all the ghosts in the Pac-Man versus analog. That's the other players are all basically toads, and they're running around trying to chase Mario and like basically jump at him and
grapple him.
Knock him down. I actually knocked down Mark McDonald from 8-4 today, which was pretty fun. I said, I hope you guys talk about this on the podcast, because when you do, I'll know it was me who did it. But that was pretty fun, although
it's pretty shallow. I mean, it's more of a proof of concept.
Right, right.
And I think you could do a lot more with that. You know, in general, a lot of stuff they showed reminds me of stuff they tried a long time ago with the connectivity with the Game Boy Advance and GameCube.
Yeah.
But the fact that you had to buy these separate systems and the fact that only some games supported it and it was just all these cables and it didn't work. And so they clearly waited until a new system cycle instead of trying to do this with DS and Wii. They said, you know, this is a good idea. We're going to go for whole hog and we're just going to build it into the system. And I think that's smart because otherwise it's just not going to get adopted. And if it's going to work, this is how it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, do or die.
Yeah, I mean, James and I played a demo called Measure Up, which was using entirely the touchscreen on the controller, which, again, is large and very nice. And it has its own stylus.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a stylus built into the controller. It's like, I'd say similar to the DSi XL stylus. Okay. It's not quite as fat, so it does actually fit into a slot. but similar length, and it's almost as thick, I think. So Measure Up is a game that, this is really a mini game. I mean, it basically tells you to draw a series of lines and objects, and then it grades you based on how well you do. So it'll say, draw a circle with 2.5-inch diameter. And so it judges you on how close you got to the correct diameter and also how perfect your circle is. And you take turns, and then it compares how well each of you did. It's like something from Big Brain Academy or Brain Age.
Now, the problem with that is that my geometry teacher just drew a bad circle and said, this is a perfect circle, believe it. And that logic doesn't work on this game, I'm afraid.
No, it is actually judging you. Yeah. Actually, one of the funny phrases it showed on the screen was, awaiting judgment. I said, James, you're always awaiting judgment. Well, let's see. I feel like we're missing a big one. I mean, there were a couple of HD videos that they were showing that
pretty
were
stuff.
Slightly interactive, basically just enough to show that they were real time. You could sort of pan the camera around slightly, and then you could change a couple of variables on it. But they weren't games by any stretch of the imagination. The Zelda video certainly looks awesome.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. I couldn't tell if it's 720 or 1080, and maybe online videos can confirm what resolution, if they're full resolution, but it looked very pretty, and I mean, it looked very comparable to the stuff, if not a little better than most of what you see on, 360 and PS3.
Yeah, absolutely, I think with the playable demos that they showed, you could very easily be worried that this is another casual focused machine or something like that, but then at the same time during the press conference with all the things that they announced, all the third party games, Ninja Gaiden 3,
great,
plenty of single player and mature rated type things, and then we also found out at the developers roundtable this evening that Pikmin is coming to Wii U. So Miyamoto said that they had been developing it for Wii, and they wanted to get it out this year for the 10-year anniversary, and then basically once they started looking at the new hardware, they...
This looks pretty good. Yeah. Let's make it for the next system.
He described it as a perfect fit, which we actually had an RFN email a few weeks ago that pretty much said exactly the same thing. And guess what? Miyamoto agrees with you. So they're going to move that over to the new system. But on the good part is he said that because they were already so far along, then maybe we'll see it soon.
Yeah.
So that we could be looking at a launch title or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else you want to say about Wii U right now? I know you've got a lot to write, so I don't want to keep you too long.
No, not much else. I think we covered the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure what games are. I'm excited. There aren't really games announced yet, but I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not giddy over it, but I think it's a pretty cool idea.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Mike. I'll let you get back to work, and we'll bring somebody else down here. All right, we're back with Larry King Live. No, this is Johnny, and I've got Neil here sitting with me.
Hello, hello.
Neil, what made the biggest impression on you from playing Wii U?
All right, so Wii U... I think the first thing that really stood out to me was when I got my hands on the actual controller, because I really liked the feel of it. And I think I overheard you in the other room talking with TYP about how when you first heard about it, like when we were at the press conference, I was kind of baffled as to, I mean, it seemed like the idea seemed cool and we kind of expected it, but the name combined with everything they showed didn't really have me as excited. And once I got it in my hand, it is that whole kind of playing is believing scene and I played the Shield Pose game that they had, which is very Rhythm Heaven-esque, probably even developed by the Rhythm Heaven guys, where you held the controller out and you'd have your Rhythm Heaven commands where they say like come on and over and stuff like that, and you'd have the controller out and you'd have to move the controller above you, in front of you, to the left and to the right to take arrows and then throw them off.
These seem to be fairly large movements.
Yeah.
Because I watched James play it, and it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Now, and then for the final part, you have to, like, kind of dance, and then you shove forward, which I made the comment to the woman who showed it off. I'm like, I didn't have to dance that much, did you? And she's like, oh, of course you did. So I think she's just messing with people. She's someone from a treehouse, actually. I've met her before.
Okay.
I don't remember her name, but she was familiar, and I was familiar to her.
So. Sure, sure.
Z3, there's a lot of people that you know, and you don't know who they are.
Yeah, a lot of familiar faces. You come year after year, and you see the same people for the most part. Now, you didn't get to play Mario, New Super Mario Brothers. Me.
No, I did not.
You watched me play it.
Yeah.
And Neil made the comment, well, Neil came over and said, I haven't played this one yet. And I said, yes, you have, Neil.
Yeah.
Because...
well, from watching it, that's what it is. And I don't really think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, so just to clarify, and it is totally the exact same thing as New Super Mario Brothers. Wii, except you can play with your Mii character instead of Mario... Okay, and not exactly harnessing the power of the new system.
Yeah.
And in single player, you can transplant the display to the controller, so you can play without the TV, but only in single player for now.
Yeah.
And there were 5 levels to pick from. I think I played all of them, or at least 4 of them, and they were all actually fairly challenging, of the caliber you would expect in the real game. And they were new. I had not played these before. Although the environments and the enemies and everything seemed to be recycled.
And it seemed like they had all the same power-ups. There was nothing new that way. But I mean, it was... at the end of the day, this might turn into a full game. But for right now, it's a tech demo. Or at least what we saw was a tech demo.
Right. I thought it was really a curious thing to show. Because it clearly looks like a Wii game. In fact, as far as I can tell, it is a Wii game.
Yeah.
And the only new generation feature is that you can move this display to your giant controller in your hands, which is cool in very specific circumstances, I think.
Do you know if you can just play the game on the Wii U controller? As a, like on the TV, just play the game that way?
Yes, yes. You can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use the big thing as your normal controller.
Yeah, I mean, it's obtuse, but...
And play with all the other people on Wii remotes.
Cool.
Now, I'm not sure that the demo works that way, but the guy who was running the demo for me didn't seem to have all of his cards in order.
Yeah,
so.
I think I talked to him a little bit, and...
Yeah. So, anyway, I would imagine that in any kind of final version, if such a thing exists, that would be possible.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I mean, this controller can totally function like a Wii remote if you want it to. You can shake... Actually, you can... when I was playing it single player, I was even shaking the controller to spin.
That's kind of cool.
There's a button that you can use also.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't want to do that, it's kind of nice.
That's
now
cool.
You have the option to. Because this thing has more than 2 buttons. A lot more than 2 buttons. So, you know, now you have more options. But you can still shake it if you want to. I didn't feel rumble. I was actually, at one point, I thought... You know, I don't think I felt this thing rumble.
It could be because there's the accelerometer and stuff in that. Oh, well, I guess now that wouldn't make any sense.
It has rumble. They mentioned it.
I mean, okay.
I'm almost positive. I never felt it rumble, so maybe that's just not supported in this particular demo, or maybe it's just not ready yet in the controller. I don't know. I don't know where you put the motor to do that, because this thing, it's pretty thin overall, other than that little
And it
pump.
Feels, I mean, it's pretty lightweight for the bulk it looks like it's going to have.
It's much lighter than I expected.
Yeah. And I feel like almost like the 360 controller is heavier than it. I mean, that might be just a little bit of like looking at the two controllers and seeing the size difference, but... It's a very, very light system, or light controller. I keep on wanting to call it a system. Even writing in impressions, I almost say, the system has these buttons. Because I guess writing about the 3DS for so long, all the system.
But also, there was so little emphasis on the actual console.
Yeah.
We did see it. I mean,
yeah,
I saw
they had,
very up close.
Yeah, I took pictures of it. It should be on the site, likely, when you hear this. Like, the system, it looks like a Wii, rounded.
It's slightly smaller than a Wii. It's not as wide, so the disc slot takes up almost the entire width of the system. So they've shaved off a little bit on the sides, and there's still a big flap under the disc drive where presumably you plug in SD cards or something like that.
Supposedly, I don't know if you've heard this. I know our home team has and have written news about it, but it will use you can put in an external USB hard drive. Along with SD cards for storage.
Well,
yeah,
that's nice.
I mean, it's welcome to the past, Nintendo. But
Yeah, it does seem like they are trying to catch up in a number of areas. Of course, they didn't talk about online, but I fully expect they will make at least a play at catching up with their competitors in online. I don't know if they'll actually do it, but I think they will continue to make advancements.
They had that whole John Riccitiello from EA came on stage and talked about, like, you know, then what EA is doing with Nintendo and kind of hinted at a partnership. There could well be something there, but we had an interview with a Nintendo PR director, Mark Franklin, today, in which we asked him about, like, what exactly is the deal with that, and he kind of said that, oh no, that's what EA is going to do with Wii U, whereas, you know, what other third parties and what we do will be different, and that's, you know, what they hope is that they can leverage different markets, so to say, different types of games to use the features differently.
Right, right.
Which seemed like kind of a safe answer. So if that, it's likely if there is something with EA and some kind of online partnership, they're just not talking about it.
Right. Now, did you get a chance to play Zelda today, Skyward Sword?
Yes, I did.
Well, I have not. It's on my hit list tomorrow.
Yeah, it was the first thing I played, mainly because I just bolted in the Nintendo booth, saw what looked like a 2-hour line for Wii U, and then saw Skyward Sword and jumped on that. I didn't get to play the boss, and I only got a little way through the dungeon. The dungeon's really long.
Good.
For that demo. But the only shitty thing is that I think you only have about 10 minutes, and then it turns off. But I started with bird riding, because that was the first thing on the list, and I'm an idiot. I should have just went right for the dungeon.
No. I mean, you're right to be curious about the flying gameplay in Skyward Sword.
It's for all intents and purposes, it's a mini game. You use Motion Plus to control this bird. You tilt it left and right to steer it. Like, you kind of go side to side to kind of flap your wings to gain altitude.
Side to side?
Yes.
That, like, seems odd.
Yeah, I tried doing up and down when I first tried to do it, and they were like, oh no, you can't do it that way. You have to go side to side, which once I knew that, then it was easy to control. Yeah, you're going after a bird to capture the bird, and then you get to hang out with Princess Zelda. Well, no, she's not a princess as far as we know. She's just some hot chick. but, yeah, I mean, that's the bird riding thing. It seems cool. I hope it's used for more than a minigame. I hope it's some kind of exploration, because that would be really cool. Because
James seemed to think that it serves as the overworld of this game.
I haven't seen anything to say that.
Yeah, well, so I haven't actually played it myself, so I can't really say anything about it.
Yeah, because that was pretty much a mini game, what they had on there, which, I mean, that could just be, you know, a taste of it, and it could be the exploration, but I haven't seen anything to kind of dictate that.
Right.
Although, I have to admit, I mean, I enjoyed the combat and the dungeon and the exploration. I mean, it's Zelda, but it is kind of disheartening after the round table, where Skyward Sword, it just looks like it's the same old shit we've been playing for 10 years. It just, you know, they have that Siren World, which looks great, or the Siren Realm, or whatever it's called.
It's kind of like the Twilight from Twilight Princess.
It's almost exactly like that from what I can discern. I mean, okay, yeah, you're still a human, and you don't have a sword, which, I mean, before you were a wolf, but you're still collecting teardrop shit, and some kind of, it's the real world, but different. And then they even have the Guardians, which just makes me think of the stuff in, like, the Temple of the Ocean King and the main dungeon in Spirit Tracks. So it's almost like a hodgepodge of all the Zelda stuff we've seen in the past, which makes sense. But at the same time, I think a lot of people kind of expected something newer with Skyward Sword, some kind of update. But I guess we shouldn't be too surprised that it's safe.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, again, I haven't played it yet, but from what I saw, especially at the round table, I felt like there were some really cool ideas there in the little area that they showed. And I also felt like I wish they had like a whole hour to spend on that game, so we really could have gotten down into the nuts and bolts of it, because I have a lot of really detailed, almost like gameplay technical questions in terms of how this game is put together and what you do in it. Some of which will hopefully be answered by the demo, but some of which, you know, involves the kind of longer tail stuff. How does all this fit together? How do you move from one task to the next? And they still haven't addressed that, you know. I mean, they've talked about that being a big focus, but
a lot of that game in the dark right now.
Yeah, when I really thought this would be the time to shed the light on it. I mean, I don't want them to give away everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but I mean, part of Zelda games is exploring the world. I mean, I'm playing Ocarina of Time 3D right now, and I'll admit that it does look beautiful, but I played that game before.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of comforting to replay it, but at the same time, I want a new Zelda experience, which Skyward Sword will deliver. It's just that.
How new?
Yeah. I mean, like, let's get real here. I'll be there day one, and I'll probably enjoy the game a whole hell of a lot, but I want something more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I felt like if they were going to blow it out, this was the time to do it, and I'm not that it's been a disappointing showing, but I don't think they've blown it out, certainly. I mean, it's been completely overshadowed by the new system, and even when they have given it the showcase, they focused on, you know, they had the
minutia.
They had the orchestra out, which was really cool, but it used up a lot of time at the press conference, and we didn't really learn much about the game that they're promoting during that time. And then this developer roundtable thing, it was a lot of rolling bombs down hills, which is neat, you know, but again, I don't feel like I learned that much about Zelda through watching that, so. I still feel like there's a lot to be learned about it, and I'm just wondering when they're going to do this. When are they going to have the proper amount of attention on them for them to actually blow it out and get people hyped about it? I still think it'll be a great game.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm still very curious about it. But I thought I would be less curious after today because I thought I would actually understand this game, and I still don't right now. I don't understand what it's all about.
At this point, I know I've talked to people about this before. I just want to play the damn game. Like, last year, I was really excited to play that demo. And this year, you know, it was fun to play the demo and all. But I'm ready to dig my teeth into this game and play the hell out of it.
Yeah, and it's still going to be a while. Probably November.
Yep. Probably Black Friday. I mean, the Sunday before Black Friday. Like like their marquee game every year.
Yep. I agree. Was there anything else that you saw today that you wanted to bring up?
The second thing I played was actually Kirby Wii, which I seem to be a little bit in the minority, but I really dug that game. I had a really good experience. For anyone who hasn't heard, it's basically New Super Mario Brothers Wii, just with Kirby. And you know,
that's my problem with it.
But see, with me is that, I mean, I love Mario Brothers games, don't get me wrong, but I've always really enjoyed Kirby games. And one of the things I always really enjoyed about Kirby games is doing the, like, you know, having a friend and doing the whole, you know, you have a partner there too, which this is what that is. It's just with four people, and it's a brand new game, which, in all honesty, that's enough for me. And, I mean, the stuff that they added where it's like, you know, Kirby has a sword that cuts up the entire stage and you can shoot fire across the screen, and the cowboy Kirby where he has a fucking whip. Like, that's that's the kind of stuff that I really enjoy.
Yeah, I like seeing the new powers. I thought the four-player gameplay was really crazy and fun, and it helps that Kirby is such an easy series and such a kid-friendly series, because it means they can put in a lot of helping features, a lot of warping people around when they get off screen and stuff like that, and not really hurt the integrity of the game at all.
The first level, after playing it, I was playing with four people, and it seemed like a cakewalk. And then actually in the second level, it got a little bit harder near the end. So at first I was like, this is way too easy for four people. And then the second level got a little more challenging. Still not really difficult, but at least like there were times where someone was in danger. Which was good, I guess. And, I don't know. I mean, it's also kind of funny where when someone gets a health power up and then everyone has the little the hug, the embrace.
It looks like they're making out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it's always looked like.
Right.
But it is kind of funny when that happens three times.
Yeah, because all the characters start sharing the health item. Yeah. It's really funny when it happens. I mean, I think the game's really cute, but for me personally, my Kirby itch was already scratched not very long ago, about 6 months ago, with Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
And I thought that game was more innovative and more interesting overall. Well, it was more stylish. And
it wasn't really a Kirby game, so to speak. I mean, well, I guess as much of a Kirby game as something like Canvas Curse was, whereas this is more of a traditional Kirby game, which I guess the last one maybe Amazing Mirror. Or I guess maybe Squeak Squad.
Squeak Squad.
That was pretty assy, so I don't count that.
It's just there have been so many traditional style Kirby games over the years that I was excited with Epic Yarn that they were at least reimagining the character a little bit and trying to do something different and break some of the old rules. This is very straightforward Kirby, yeah. And it's also yet another four-player 2D platformer mm-hmm. for the Wii that you play NES style. And not saying I don't like those games, but we've already done that for a couple of years now.
I love me some platformers, though, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but as our listeners will know, I've never felt Kirby was a really more than an adequate platformer because it's so easy and there's just not that much actual level design.
For me, it's always been the charm with Kirby. Like, I can't really...
It's cute as hell.
I cannot refute you saying that the level design in Kirby games suck, because it kind of does, but I still enjoy those games a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, and this one's super cute, and I think if you love Kirby, you're going to like this, but it takes no chances. It doesn't do a single thing that I haven't seen before. It just felt like such a, like, fill in the blanks, color by number type of game from Nintendo at this point. And so I played it, but it's just, I just don't really, it didn't make any impression on me whatsoever. And that's my only problem with it, because I would prefer I would prefer to be excited about this, like I was about Epic Yarn last year.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I mean, obviously by my 10 out of 10 review score I gave Epic Yarn, I adored that game, and I don't think I'll like Kirby Wii as much as I liked Epic Yarn, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and again, I mean, the main thing that Epic Yarn didn't have that this does is that Kirby can actually inhale enemies and absorb their powers, but only Kirby can do that. Yeah. That's one out of the four players.
That does kind
of
suck.
Everybody else is stuck being Waddle Dee or King Dedede and
Meta Knight.
And Meta Knight. And they have two or three different abilities they can use, but the gameplay is just so much less dynamic, because they can't take advantage of all those enemy powers like Kirby can.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they are subservient to Kirby. Kirby is driving that game, and everybody else has to stay on the screen with him. So, it's just, it was fun, but it wasn't interesting at all.
Well, there was another Kirby game on the show floor as well, the Kirby DS game, which I think is called Kirby Mass Attack.
Right.
I could not figure that out for the life of me. Because the demo was a Japanese demo, and the person showing the game off did not really understand it either. It uses a touchscreen to control like an army of 10 Kirbys, and you go around, but I couldn't really get anywhere.
Yeah, I think TYP played it, and he also was very confused by what he played.
Nathan played it as well. I talked with him. I was like, did you figure it out at all? No. We tried. We wanted to figure it out, but it was just tough.
Well, maybe at a later event we'll get a better understanding.
Yeah, because that's coming out. That has a hard date. I think it's September 19th.
Okay, cool.
And then Kirby Wii is just fall.
Fall.
Before the end of the year, which is a theme of Nintendo's games.
I'm going to say the one-year anniversary of Epic Yarn.
Yeah, October.
I'm calling it. All right, thanks, Neil.
No
appreciate
problem. It. Talk to you guys later.
Well, Jared is actually a little tied up with his video producing duties, and James has fallen asleep at his computer. I am about to do the same, so I'm going to close up the podcast for the night. We'll be back tomorrow with more commentary on the games of E3. I believe we're going to be seeing some third-party stuff tomorrow. I look forward to playing Zelda, finally. And we might get another shot at Wii U before the end of the week. It remains to be seen. So anyway, send us your questions via email, Facebook, Twitter. Let us know what you want to see and hear about from E3, and we will do our best to follow up on that. It's hard for us to even check those things while we're out here, but again, we will do our best because we are covering this for you, and we want to do the best job we can. So let us know how we're doing and what we can do better, and we will talk to you soon.